first and foremost, are you going to play in the Super Bowl?
It's looking good. I actually practiced, and things went well. And, you know, I don't know what's going to, you know, happen with our depth or whatnot. You know, it's a little bit, that's kind of really not in my hands. But, you know, I practiced well, and things went pretty good.
So health-wise, you're okay back from your, now it was a PCL sprain?
Yeah, the PCL strain that kind of led to a pulled muscle, and it took me a little bit of time to get over that. I mean, the only way to get rid of it was to rest it, and I kind of tried to rush back and play earlier than I could, and set me back a little bit farther than I wanted, but feeling good enough.
Now, I have to ask, did you tweet at all about Jay Cutler?
No, I don't have Twitter, actually.
Oh, good man. Gets people in trouble. How did you feel about Jay Cutler sitting out the second half against you guys?
Obviously, I don't think anyone really questions his mental toughness or whatnot. Obviously, he was hurt. I mean, a knee is a serious injury, and you know, he probably took the appropriate.
Yeah, and I mean, you know better than anybody. You had to sit out. You can't, and I agree. You can't question a man's toughness. Now, I want to move ahead to the next game you guys have coming up. What is the biggest key? What's the biggest thing you guys have been working on in practice? What's the scariest thing about that Pittsburgh Steeler offense?
I think Ben Roethlisberger's, you know, the way he is able to move around the pocket and get out of the pocket and make plays. So from an outside linebacker perspective, we're going to have to keep him in the pocket and try to get as much pressure on him as possible.
Now, how big are you? You're what, 6'3", about 250?
Yeah, that's correct.
So are you, you're a little smaller than Big Ben then?
Yeah, I think he's down there like, I think he weighs like 240, so I'm way a little more than him, but yeah, I think he's got me in height.
How do you guys simulate him in practice?
You really can't. There's not many quarterbacks the same size as him. But I mean, you can watch as much film as you can to see his tendencies and stuff like that and try to do your best when you get out there.
Got Frank Zombo, linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, on with me here the weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS. Now, Frank, you went undrafted out of Central Michigan. You came in, you made the practice, or you actually made the team. You didn't even get sent to the practice squad. Take me through that a little bit the Senior Bowl is coming up here, and you've got the combine and everything, and you just had a pro day, a workout. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, Really, the way I was going into it, I was just going to give as much effort as I could. And so, if it didn't work out, I didn't have to look back and have any regrets. So that's kind of how I attacked everything. And when I was given an opportunity at Green Bay, you know, to be on their team, I took full advantage of it. And with the guys getting hurt and stuff like that throughout the season, throughout the preseason, I had to fill in and take advantage of the opportunities I was given. And when those opportunities came, I really, you know, excelled and made some plays. And I was lucky enough to make the team. Again, people were hurt during the season, so I had to fill in and just took coaching. Coached by Kevin Green, who's an excellent coach, and he was able to put me in a position to make plays. And you know, now we're in a Super Bowl, so it's really a dream come true season.
What was the transition like for you as a defensive end, and now you're kind of the rush outside linebacker in that 3-4 scheme?
Yeah, the whole dropping aspect's a lot different. I didn't have to drop as much in college, but the whole pass rushing deal is almost exactly the same, you know, and I think that's why I was able to get some pressure on the quarterback and get some sacks because I've been doing it for the last, you know, 4 years at Central Michigan.
Well, yeah, I think, what was it, your first play in the NFL, you sacked Michael Vick. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of set free, but anytime you sack Michael Vick, that's no easy feat.
Now, you talked about injuries, and it's been well documented. Green Bay, you've got an incredible number of guys on IR. I mean, you lost Ryan Grant first game of the season, JerMichael Finley's been out. What's it been like having to deal with all those injuries on the team?
You know, it just shows the kind of depth we have in the Green Bay Packers and the character of a lot of our guys and our coaches. I mean, our coaches are able to get guys to play at a Super Bowl level, obviously, you know, a championship caliber level. And I think it's just the heart of the team, and I guess it just really goes to that.
Now, one thing that I've been kind of curious about, seems like the defense, you hear obviously a lot about Clay Matthews, who should be Defensive Player of the Year, Charles Woodson, former Defensive Player of the Year, but then you've got the guys who are stepping up and making plays like Tremont Williams, and then Shields in the last game having two picks. What's the attitude of this defense?
You know, it's really, we're really fundamentally sound, I would say. You know, everyone takes pride in their responsibilities. You know, no one's trying to go above and beyond, but everyone's trying to do their job. And if everybody does that, you have a successful defense, and that's what we have.
Now, what was it? You and Pittsburgh, 1-2 in the regular season in team defense. But last time these teams got together, obviously you weren't on the team. It was last year. I think Ben Roethlisberger threw for 503 yards. What do you guys have to do to prevent that from happening again?
You know, that's it. I mean, obviously from a defensive end or defensive line or outside linebacker position, you know, we got to try to get pressure on them so we can't make them throws. And, you know, we got a great secondary. I don't think that would happen again. But, you know, from my standpoint, I got to get pressure on the quarterback.
Finish this sentence for me. The Green Bay Packers win Super Bowl 45 if?
If we can contain Ben Roethlisberger and not allow him to scramble around and make his plays.
Easier said than done, but let me tell you, I've picked the Packers all the way through. I love that defense. And how much of a beast in person is Clay Matthews?
Really, it's like that on the field. You know, he's a funny guy in the locker room, good guy. But when he gets on the field, he really flips the switch and he turns into an animal. He really does. And you know, it's fun watching him play and it's fun to learn from him. And you know, his energy is really contagious throughout our whole defense.
Now, you mentioned Coach Green helping you out a lot. Who's been the biggest player to kind of take you under your wing, show you the ropes?
Beginning of the season, you know, Brady Papinga, some of the older guys like Brandon Chiller, and then obviously Clay's helped me out quite a bit. But Coach Green definitely, his attention to detail and the way he coaches and his passion for the game and his passion for the outside linebacker position really inspires us to play hard.
Frank Zombo here with us, outside linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, getting ready for Super Bowl 45. You guys take off, what, Monday morning, head down to Dallas?
Yeah, that's correct.
You going to visit with Antonio Brown at all before the game?
I haven't talked to him. Josh Gordy, really? He talked to him, I guess, yesterday. But, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Antonio. He's a good kid. I haven't seen him in a while. So we're not really enemies until, you know, until Sunday, next Sunday.
You got to take pride in it. The Central Michigan Chips have four guys in the Super Bowl tied for the most. Anybody, any college from Division I, what's that feel like, having the CMU pride there?
Oh, definitely. Especially in our locker room, we're always going, you know, fired up Chips and stuff like that and getting on Greg Jennings a little bit for his Western Michigan background. But, you know, even the MAC conference as a whole is really well represented in this Super Bowl, especially in our locker room, and that's definitely things we take pride in.
Well, Frank, I really appreciate you joining us here, and, I mean, best of luck. I hope you are able to get in the lineup. I know you've been rehabbing for a few weeks. Now, you hurt your leg against Detroit, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, you've been out a few weeks. I hope to see you back. Hopefully you're full 100% ready to go. We see you out there making plays, maybe take down Big Ben in Super Bowl 45.
That would be awesome. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot for joining us, man.
Yep, thank you.
Take care.